Welcome to the Polk County EOC. Thank you for joining us today. We have some information that we would like to share with our community and steps that we are planning to enact and need everyone's help to help improve a situation here in Polk County and avoid taking even more drastic steps. And we have a few folks here that are going to share some information with you today. Our first speaker that is going to have most of our information for us is going to be Tammy Madsen, the Executive Director of Central Iowa Water Works, to elaborate a bit on the situation that we have right now with nitrate levels in the Des Moines and Raccoon River and how that is impacting our treatment facilities. Julianne Van Loo, the Director of the Polk County Health Department, is here as well as AJ Mum, our director from Polk County Emergency Management, and the mayor of Clive, John Edwards, will have a few words for you. So with that, I'm going to turn it over quickly to Tammy Madsen of Central Iowa Water Works, and she can share with us the information that we have today.
Afternoon. I'm Tammy Madsen. I'm the executive director of Central Iowa Water Works. What we're here today to talk about is the high nitrate concentration in the raw water source for our treatment plants. For the last several weeks, we've been messaging a voluntary water restriction on lawn watering. We have not seen any noticeable reduction in watering at our water treatment plants. So we are now asking for a non-voluntary lawn watering restriction. What that means is that we are prohibiting lawn watering of any type with automated sprinkler or any type of lawn watering. Our plants are having a difficult time treating the high nitrate concentrations in the river, which means that our plants are unable to produce enough water to keep up with the amount of water that's being requested by the public. What's going to happen if we continue at this rate is we will violate the nitrate standard set by the EPA. When we violate that nitrate standard, we will have to issue a notice to all of you to let you know that pregnant women and children are unable to drink the water that we are producing. It is in all of our best interest if you would stop watering your lawns so that our plants can continue to produce water that meets all safe drinking water standards. At this time, we are meeting the safe drinking water standards. Your water is safe to drink, but without your help, we are not going to be able to continue to produce water that meets the EPA standards for nitrate. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Julianne Van Loo, director for the Polk County Health Department, here to ask the same thing. This is a call for help, for you to help us make sure that we're keeping our water and the nitrate level in a safe space for those most vulnerable in our community. We know there are concerns and possibilities for nitrates ability to impact chronic conditions across the life course. But right now, what we're worried about is that more acute toxicity. So if we end up in a space when we're well over that EPA threshold, we're really going to start worrying about our pregnant women and our children under the age of 6 months. In those two populations, we have the ability to see poor birth outcomes, including potential birth defects and other. We also have the possibility for those 0 to 6 month infants to end up with reduced oxygen in their bloodstream and to really end up in acute care. To avoid all that, we can partner together today and over the next few days to really reduce that water consumption so that these folks, these vulnerable people in our community, can stay healthy and safe. Thank you.
Good afternoon, AJ Mum, Polk County Emergency Management. Our mission is really to help people and organizations be successful before, during, and after any disaster. And this is really a perfect example of where we can all work together to be successful and avoid or do this action before any type of crisis. So I join our partners here behind me in asking for the community's support, and your role is important in this, to take that action that you'll have been hearing today. Our role generally is to be a facilitator, a convener, to coordinate and to provide support to agencies and organizations across the metro area. We have a long, deep relationship with our partners here today. We'll continue to work through those trusted partnerships to make sure that information is being shared amongst our regional partners, and that, again, we're working together to make sure we're answering the community's questions and making sure that we're all leaning in and making sure that we can avoid this situation.
I'm John Edwards, mayor of Clive. I'm here to underscore that we're talking here about an issue affecting over 600,000 water users here in the metro. And all of us that have come together to form Central Iowa Water Works are concerned that everyone be involved in solving the problem. On a city level, we've already stopped our irrigation systems. We're looking at the aquatic center. We're looking at splash pads. We're trying to make sure that we conserve all water that we can. And so we're asking everyone, every user, to do likewise. Stop lawn watering. That's the key message. If we all do that, we'll get through this without the crisis that could be reached, as has been mentioned by the other speakers. So the message is stop lawn watering and we'll all be fine. Thank you.
If there are any questions at this time, we can go ahead and start to field those and pass them off to the appropriate parties.
I have questions for Tammy. Talk about how this was a necessity to ban lawn watering.
Yes. So in our water reduction plan, whenever we have nitrate or poor source water quality, the first thing that needs to be reduced is lawn watering. Lawn watering is a non-essential use of water. So to define essential uses of water, that would be drinking, hygiene, things that your family does every day to stay alive. Lawn watering is not something that you do to stay alive every day. So when nitrate becomes high in the river, like it is today, this is the highest we've seen it since 2013. That is a serious issue. So lawn watering is the first thing to go. The EPA has a statistic that says for every 20 minutes that a normal size lawn is watered, that's the equivalent of 118 showers. That's a huge statistic. Lawn watering is the greatest single effect we can have on making sure that our constituents have enough water to meet the essentials that their families need.
What were you hoping for with the voluntary reduction that you didn't see that led to the ban?
Well, we were really hoping that we could reduce the capacity on our water treatment plants. So what it means when our water treatment plants are treating the water to get out to the public is we are running our nitrate removal facility. That is a 24-hour process. Our staff is out there all night, every day, running that facility. If we could have gotten the voluntary restriction to have been adhered to, we wouldn't be in this situation now asking for everyone to not water their lawns.
How will it be enforced?
The not watering?
Yes.
So that would be up to our individual member agencies. So if it is noted that someone is watering their lawns, our individual member agencies will use the mechanisms that they have available to them to go out and stop that lawn watering process. That could look like turning the water off. That could look like fines. That would be up to the individual member agency on how they're going to enforce that.
How important is it for the residents in those member agencies to know that not watering their lawn is not an option? I mean, that they should not water their lawn, and watering the lawn is not an option.
So I'll reiterate, if we exceed the nitrate standard, babies and pregnant women will not be able to drink the water. That's a big, big problem. If you have children, if you've had a pregnancy or you've had a pregnant partner, you would not want to have this problem. We do not want people watering their lawns. If we do this together, if we make it through this time of not watering our lawns, we can avoid that situation. It's very easy to not water your lawn and get through this together.
Is it possible that there could be other restrictions on top of this?
There is a chance that we could get to the next stage of water rationing, but that's not even on the radar. We are here today to talk about not watering lawns. So if we all work together, not water our lawns, get through the next few weeks, then we won't even have to have that discussion.
So can you speak to the increased levels of nitrate in the water? Can you speak to the source of that and what you all see as the kind of moment that maybe it took a turn, right, in terms of dramatically increasing to this level? You said it's the sharpest since 2013.
Sure. So there are nitrate seasons, if you will, in Iowa. So this is not unusual to see an increase in nitrate. But this year has been unusually high. Again, it's the highest since it's been since 2013. But Again, today we're here to talk about not watering your lawn. It's very important that the message gets out that we stop watering our lawns so we can avoid a water crisis.
Have we ever gotten to the restrictions that we've seen today, stage three restrictions?
We have not. Unfortunately, this is a first, and this is not history that anyone should be proud of. This is definitely a first for us, and we really just need everyone to not water their lawns, and we can do this together.
So why are the nitrate levels so high right now? Why is it unusually high compared with past years?
You know, I'm not really sure what is the driver for the high nitrates at this time, but what I do know is that we just need to make sure that people are not watering their lawns so we don't have a violation on the EPA standards.
Is the fact that you're here and so many people are here to talk about this issue, does that underscore just how serious this is?
Yes, that is an indicator of just how serious this is. Again, we don't want anyone to be at any kind of health risk because we choose lawn watering over the safety of our pregnant women and children.
What are you guys doing on your end to address the water needs?
That's a great question, and thank you for asking it. We do have a plan out to 2050 where we're building new water treatment plants, expanding capacity at our water treatment plants. As we expand this capacity, we are expanding the technology to treat the nitrate in the water. So those will be coming online in the next several years. But as we're standing here today, the best resource we have for dealing with this situation is to not water our lawns.
So this isn't a matter of we're not having enough water at all. This is just a matter of the water being too high in nitrates.
That is correct. We have ample source water, but the source water is so high in nitrate that it's difficult for the plant to treat it at the same rate that the customers are demanding it on the other side.
Calling it an imminent risk, can you describe what is the level right now of water that's being delivered to customers?
I can put it in this kind of perspective. The customers are asking for more water than we're able to produce. So if that continues to happen, we're not going to have enough of the water that is lower than the EPA standard for nitrate to be able to distribute into the system. So by not watering your lawn, we can continue to produce water that meets all safe drinking water standards. If we continue on the path we're on today, where people are still choosing to water their lawn over producing water that meets safe drinking water standards, we'll be back here to talk to you all about a violation on the Safe Drinking Water Act and what our next steps forward are. So today, what we're here to talk about is please stop watering your lawn so we can continue to produce water that meets all safe drinking water standards. We can do this together. We can all stop watering our lawns and we can continue to provide safe, clean water for our residents.
What is the level of nitrates in the water that's being delivered to customers right now?
Leaving the plant,
yes.
It's around 9, which is lower than the safe drinking water standard. So right now, your water is safe to drink. There are no concerns. Continue to drink your water. Just don't put drinking water on your lawn. It doesn't need drinking water.
Is there an anticipated increase in cost for customers?
No, not at this time.
How long are you expecting for this to continue?
This could continue for days, weeks. It all depends on what the nitrate level in the river continues to do. Yes, please.
Hi, everyone. I just want to make sure folks know we're asking folks to continue to use their tap water. We know folks might want to get ahead of this and particularly wanting to be protecting themselves and their families. One thing we really specifically ask you not to do is to begin to boil water. When it comes to nitrates, boiling water not only doesn't remove the nitrates, it actually concentrates them and can make it worse. So want to make sure the public knows that that's not a step they should be taking to care for themselves or their community.
There's a couple questions on Zoom, and I believe you'll be the one to answer. Can you provide some examples of range of fines, et cetera, violators might face, such as how many warnings would a customer receive before losing service?
I would not be able to provide a range of fines or any kind of disciplinary measures that would happen for a customer if they were to violate that. That would be for our member agencies, which would be whomever provides your water service to you.
I don't know.
I think that's something we would have to work. We would collectively work between the cities to determine what would be that measure.
And Another question from KNIA Radio News is, what other counties use the services from CIWW and how will they be affected?
Let me grab my news release so that I can do a very good job of explaining exactly who this affects. This ban affects all CIWW member agencies. So that would be City of Ankeny, City of Clive, Des Moines Water Works, City of Grimes, City of Johnston, City of Norwalk, City of Polk City, Urbandale Water Utility, Warren Rural Water District, City of Waukee, West Des Moines Water Works, and Xenia Rural Water, as well as communities served by Des Moines Water Works, Alamon, Berwick, Bondurant, Cumming, Pleasant Hill, Reynolds, unincorporated Polk County, and Windsor Heights.
All that has changed over the last few years, you know, to accommodate the increase in nitrate in the water.
Actually, I would love to have a more technically inclined person answer that question. So Kyle Danley, he's the Chief Operations Officer for Des Moines Water Works, and I'm sure he'd have an answer to that and some of the other questions that have been asked today.
Could you mention the cost?
Oh, sure. Kyle Danley, Chief Operating Officer at Des Moines Water Works. Des Moines Water Works operates three treatment plants. The Fluor Drive treatment plant, which some of you may be familiar with, has an ion exchange process that was installed about 30 years ago. That technology has continued to be very useful and has continued to remove nitrates, and it has done everything we needed to remove the nitrates below the standards. We're just seeing a concentration right now that is not what we've seen in past years. And so we are having plans to potentially expand that technology and look at other technologies to continue to meet these demands going forward. Some of our other treatment plants, like our Sailorville Water Treatment Plant, has RO technology that will remove reverse osmosis. So it is removing nitrates in there so that we can continue to meet the drinking water standard below 10 milligrams per liter.
Cost.
Oh, the cost to remove the nitrates at the Fluor Drive plant can range on how many vessels that we have turned on. We have 8 ion exchange vessels, but it's about $14,000 to $16,000 per day to run that facility. And so that is an additional cost that we put into our budgets each year, but we've been running it longer than we would anticipate. And so it is costing a little bit of additional cost to be able to do that, but we will continue to run that facility as needed to make the water safe for our consumers.
So that's only, the news release says that's been run for the past 3 weeks. Is that right?
No.
Over 50 days.
Over 50 days.
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
55 days.
Is there a way of knowing right now how long you're gonna need to do these restrictions?
I wish I knew that question. We are monitoring the rivers continuously throughout the day. We have seen in the last 2 days, the Des Moines River continues to elevate several milligrams per liter. When we think it's near its the top, we might drop a little bit and then continue to climb. When I last looked before this conference, the concentrations were going up in the Des Moines River. So it's very hard to predict at this point what the concentrations will be in the river sources, but we're monitoring those closely to make adjustments in our process. But as those go up, the amount of water that we can produce continues to go down.
Is it true or not true that historically speaking, the further into summer we go, the lower the nitrates go?
That is true. We're getting to the point we call the seasons of the river, where typically in about next 3 weeks, the nitrates will decline. As the water warms up, the nitrates typically drop off. Some of that could be because of algae blooms that we'll see in the summer months. As the waters warm up, the sun happens, the algae will actually help reduce the nitrates, but create other challenges in our water that we have to face.
You said possibly taking out or not taking out. We know that splash pad hours better used. You said you might look at splash pad hours of Clive and the pool. Do you know how far you'll go or you'll wait before you decide to implement this type of stuff?
It'll be jurisdiction specific. So in Clive, for example, we recirculate what we have in our splash pad. So those jurisdictions that use that type of splash pad won't necessarily need to shut those down. But if you're putting water in and taking it out and using water, if that's happening in your city, then they'll likely have to shut those down.
It could be shortened hours too.
Yeah.
Now that they shut down, shorter hours, different measures. But again, it's everybody did a good compliance. There's more than just even not watering your lawn, but you cut back. Whatever you can do, sorry. Whatever you can do from a standpoint as a citizen to help cut back on your water use, please do it right now. Yes, we say watering lawns, but there's other measures everyone can take. And hopefully we get the compliance so that we don't have to do any other measures, especially as we're entering into the summer months.
I have one more question. I think it's important. Can residents water gardens?
That's a great question. If you're going to be watering your flowers or your vegetable gardens, use a handheld watering device. Don't turn on a sprinkler. Don't leave the water running. That would be acceptable. And Mayor Bozen made a very good point. There are other ways that you can help conserve water. If you're considering washing your car, maybe you should reconsider that for a different time. Don't let your kids play in the sprinkler for a while. Consider using one of the splash pads that do recirculate rather than running a sprinkler at your house for that type of activity. Run full loads of laundry, take shorter showers. If you don't have a yard and you're not watering your lawn, there are things that you can also do to help us get out of this situation over the next couple of weeks. Again, we are not violating any safe drinking water standards now. Your water is safe to drink. You do not need to run out and buy bottled water. If we work through this together, we can get to the other side without any kind of violation of the Safe Drinking Water Standards Act. But we need you to stop watering your lawn and do things that will help us conserve water. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here this afternoon. I think as AJ said, and as many of us have probably seen with many of the shows that are out there on streaming and television, looking back at emergencies or disasters, there's always several points in time where things could have gone differently to fix that. And we're kind of at one of those if then else points right now. We all stick together. We can avert more drastic steps and improve everything for our neighbors and the rest of our community. So again, thank you for joining us today, and we will keep in touch.